So far, international organizations and governments have promised more than $2 billion to help with the tsunami recovery effort around the Indian Ocean. That's according to the United Nations. Aid officials in both New York and Washington say they have a much better sense of the needs now, and they're predicting that the death toll in Indonesia, already some 94,000, is likely to rise dramatically. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As aid workers struggle to reach parts of the west coast of Sumatra, the UN's emergency relief coordinator expects they could learn of many more deaths. Jan Egelin says there were hardly any roads in the area before the earthquake and tsunami hit, and now there's nothing. He says the UN is concentrating on this area, even as it tries to coordinate relief throughout the Indian Ocean region.
This is the race against the clock, really, to give enough water and sanitation to at least a couple of million people. Then my heart goes out to those along the Sumatra coast, because we're not even there, and those were the hardest hits. Are they tens of thousands? Are they hundreds of thousands that we're not reaching? I don't know.
In Washington, U.S. aid officials say they've had to rely on airdrops to get relief supplies to parts of Sumatra. A Pentagon official, Brigadier General John Allen, says helicopter pilots have had to be careful to minimize injuries on the ground.
If it's possible to set that bird down in that landing zone right next to the village, we're going to do it because we want to reduce the amount of work we've got to put the people through. But if we can't get into that landing zone for whatever reason, we're going to get as close as we possibly can. The point is we want to help them, and we'll adjust the tactical situation to account for the need.
There are 19 helicopters with the Abraham Lincoln, a carrier strike group, now off the northern coast of Sumatra. Another group of U.S. Navy ships is en route to the region. As for U.S. aid money, the Bush administration has increased its pledge from an initial $15 million to $350 million. President Bush has also asked his predecessors, both his father and former President Clinton, to help with private fundraising. James Kunder of the U.S. Agency for International Development says the U.S. is trying to move beyond immediate relief to rebuild livelihoods.
What we're doing, for example, is putting $10 million into Sri Lanka for cash for work programs. People are still disoriented, still stunned by the magnitude of the crisis. And based on our experience in previous crises of this magnitude, it is important to get people back to work.
Jan Egelin of the UN says the U.S. has been coordinating with him. He also praised Singapore for offering helicopters and thanked some of the more surprising donors, such as the impoverished nations of East Timor and Nepal. Egelin, who caused a stir last week by calling wealthy nations stingy, pleaded with those nations today not to divert aid from other crises to cover their generous pledges for tsunami relief.
Here is my criticism of the rich world. You know, could we wake up, please, to those 20 forgotten emergencies as we have woken up so generously to this enormous tsunami?
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan had another appeal to donors today to follow through on their pledges, because many have not done so in the past. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.